This jobs report saw a continued growth in employment in America, which, that's a good thing, obviously. There is a problem that exists, which could easily be addressed, yet hasn't been. Many of these jobs are being taken by migrants who are in the country illegally. My next guest joins us to examine how and why this is being allowed to happen, along with how it impacts, believe it or not, actually all sides of the situation. Here's the Vice President of Numbers USA, Jeremy Beck. How are you today, Jeremy?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
NumbersUSA.com. Learn more about the issue that we are talking about here, specifically E-Verify, which when you say that, Jeremy, a lot of people say, I'm supporting it. Other people will arch their back and call you, well, not really great names for bringing up the idea. What are the facts about the E-Verify program and its mechanics?
Great. Yeah, great question. So the system that we have in place today under law is that it is illegal to hire somebody who is in the country illegally. I know that probably blows your mind, but that is that is the case. But here's the dirty secret. It is that we don't check. We don't have to verify. So it's a it's just an honor system, basically, where a new hire comes in and gives their name, their Social Security number, or they write down a series of numbers where the Social Security number should go, and an employer who says, hey, I'm not a security expert. That's not my job. Looks like a Social Security number. This person seems like a nice person. I want to hire them. I'm going to take this piece of paper and put it in my filing cabinet, and there it shall remain until the end of time. What the E-Verify system does is there's nothing new. No new information is collected. No information is collected at all. What it does is it allows that employer to take the same information that is already required by law on that piece of paper and run it through an interface online, on computer, that pings that information against DHS and Social Security Administrations and says, yes, this is a real person, this is a real Social Security number, and that person is authorized to work in the United States. That's it. Case closed. There is no, you know, there's no dossier or anything like that. And the employer gets that record within seconds, usually. And if it doesn't come back as authorized, it's a tentative non-confirmation. And the employer says to the employee, the E-Verify system says, this is what you need to let your new employee know, that their E-Verify record came back tentative non-confirmation. They should check with the Social Security Administration and see if there's something wrong with their records. And in many cases, there are. It's, say, you've changed your name or something like that. Somebody gets married and they change their name, but they didn't notify the Social Security Administration. Well, that could trip things up. Now, that's something that you're going to want to know moving forward if sure. There's something wrong with your Social Security records, right? So this is not an undue burden. You continue to work while you work that out. But if you're not here illegally and you get that message, you're probably going to say to yourself, okay, I got busted. This isn't going to work. It's not the land of milk and honey that I was promised. And you're going to walk out of that job site, and you're going to give that job opportunity to an American citizen or a legal immigrant. That's how the process works.
So despite what some people, the opponents of E-Verify, claim, this is not hunting down illegal immigrants to deport them.
Correct. This is a work site credibility issue. And the reason why this is, by opponents of it, dislike it, is because it is a measure that will discourage illegal immigration and encourage people who are here illegally to return home to their home countries. And people either like the illegal labor, the access to the illegal labor market, or they feel, for whatever reason, that our immigration laws are unethical or immoral. They don't believe in them, and so they don't like it because it effectively enforces its soft enforcement of our immigration laws. And I say soft because, as you just said, it doesn't involve putting people into getting processed or deported, removals, etc. It just takes away that job opportunity, and that job opportunity is what is driving illegal immigration from around the world. The economic incentive to come here and make some money here, even if you are being exploited by American standards, which many people who are working illegally are, even if you are taking wages far below what an American citizen would accept, working conditions far below what an American citizen would accept, you still may be improving your own economic situation compared to what the opportunities were for you back in your home country. And so people make a cost-benefit analysis when they think, am I going to take my life savings and put it into the hands of a human smuggler, maybe put my child into the hands of a human smuggler in order to get to the United States? Well, I'm only going to do that if I feel like there's a reward at the end of that process. And the reward for most people is more money. That's not a moral failing. We all would like to make a little bit more money, but we cannot have the global labor market coming to the United States, particularly when we have a situation where we have stagnant wages for decades and a labor force participation problem where we essentially have given up on millions of working age Americans, and instead of encouraging them to get back into the economic system, we get back into the labor force, we're essentially removing them from the role, saying they don't exist. If we had the same labor force participation rate today as we did in the year 2000, 6.5 million more working age Americans would be working today. That has profound impact for our society. That's 6.5 million people who 20 years ago would have been working, and now they're not. What are they doing? That's a problem. And E-Verify, so E-Verify does two things. One, it helps American workers, it protects American workers, and two, it discourages illegal immigration and illegal hiring, and actually even diminishes illegal presence. That's what we found in these statewide laws that have been passed, is that it reduces illegal hiring and people leave. People leave the state. Now, sometimes they'll leave to other states that don't have E-Verify, and sometimes they'll go back to their home countries because it just becomes too difficult to remain in the country illegally if you're not able to get hired.
Dr. Jeremy Beck, Vice President of Numbers USA, numbersusa.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When Jeremy says about the self-deportation, you can look back to not even ancient history, 2008, 2009, when we had the economy tank. We saw self-deportations take place. Same thing happened during the pandemic when there were not jobs. There was not the level of immigration, illegal immigration, that we certainly see in the here and now. And I mentioned, too, in the intro, Jeremy, this affects both sides, because we have companies, or the ones who are a little more nefarious, through contractors, not directly, contractors associating them, hiring a lot of child labor, which they're playing dumb when they're caught. Well, we looked 18 to me. We've heard that line before. But it's just, this isn't the mom and pop lawn care outlets that are doing this. These are major companies that are ignoring E-Verify to shave a couple of bucks off the payroll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, and those are great examples, by the way, of when the economy went south, you know, you see illegal immigration plummet. That just shows what everybody's already has long known, for decades has known, that it's the economic incentives that's driving this stuff on both sides, as you say. And if you dry up those economic incentives, or you limit those economic benefits to people who are authorized to receive them, American citizens and legal immigrants, you're going to have less illegal immigration, which is why, you know, we say, basically, if you claim to be concerned about the border, but you're not supporting E-Verify, you're not serious. And that's a litmus test for politicians when we go around and look and see what they're up to. As for the employers themselves, you're right. This is why trust but verify, right? It's important. We have this system that has basically told employers, these are the rules, but you don't have to check. That's what we're telling people. Now, most American employers are law-abiding, good citizens. They want to play by the rules. But the temptation to kind of look the other way is probably too strong for some of them. And then for others, you know, they're just scoundrel employers who, you know, who don't care who they exploit or who they're dismissing from their roles. They're legal Americans. And they're going to maximize this loophole as much as possible. For all of those groups, it's a more fair system across the board to say, we have a law in place. And you have to verify it. It's that simple. And if you sign up for it, and that's what we want. We want a law that says every employer has to verify the information. They have to use E-Verify. And most people will comply. And employers who use this system like it. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of times you have a system, you say this is something that businesses have to use, and businesses complain about it. And, you know, nobody likes to say, oh, I have to have something new. But the fact is employers who use this give it extraordinarily high marks. They like it. Voters like it. The only people who don't seem to like it are our elected officials, and that's because there are, you know, you can make your own guesses as to that, but there's a powerful There's a powerful movement to keep that access to illegal labor available. But the bottom line is, we have illegal immigration today, yesterday, decades ago, and decades from now, because our elected officials have refused to take this very common sense step.
More specifically, in the U.S. Senate, where that effort has long been led by New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. And, you know, to counter those who say that, well, this can be cumbersome, it could be time-consuming, Walmart is compliant with E-Verify. I believe Walmart hires quite a few people, Jeremy, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Costco is as well, and Costco is known for very good wages and happier employees and a highly successful business. So those are two examples right there. Millions of people get run through E-Verify. 50 million people were run through E-Verify when they got new jobs, I think last year. So this is a tested system. This also isn't new. It's just that it's voluntary. And that's the problem, is that when it's voluntary, you've got a lot of people who are saying, like, I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know if I'm breaking the law here.
And I've seen the stats, too. The one report from eVerify.gov said 1.54% are not found work authorized, which someone would say, oh, come on, how big of a number is that then? Well, here's the counter to that argument. If more companies were E-Verify compliant, I got to believe that 1.54% number would be significantly higher.
That's a good point. I'll give you a second counter to that to consider, which is that people who are coming here from around the world to earn an extra buck, they're not stupid. They may be poor by our standards, but they're not stupid. And companies that use E-Verify, they have it. They have it in their window. It says, we E-Verify. And when you see that, if you're here illegally, 9 out of 10 people are going to say, well, I'm not applying there, because they're going to verify it, and I'm not going to get authorized to work. So I'm going to go somewhere that doesn't have that sign in the window. That's the other thing about E-Verify. It's so effective because it's a deterrent up front. You know, you don't get to stay in the job, because it turns people away at the beginning, because they know that they're breaking the law. They know they're trying to do something that's illegal, but they've been told by their friends and their relatives that nobody's checking here. But when they go around, they'll see it. They'll see those signs and go, this is not a place where I can get hired. I need to go find some other place. That's why we need it to be mandatory across the board, so that there is no other place. And then that word gets around just as fast as the economy tanking, right? It's going to be the same thing for all of those people who want to come here. They will learn, they will hear, no, the U.S. is not open for illegal business anymore.
It's a simple solution that some are trying to hold back or make you look the other way from, but with the work of Numbers USA and the awareness they raise, hopefully sooner versus later, instead of a jigsaw puzzle of state by state, a federal mandate to E-Verify, really, as Jeremy said, just a reinforcement of the laws already on the books, would be made extra super official as opposed to just being official. Either way, if you want to find out more about this issue and the other elements of immigration that Numbers USA addresses, their website is numbersusa.com. Here's our vice president, Jeremy Beck. Jeremy, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.